Judge blocks execution of Robert Roberson in controversial shaken baby case, date modified colon 2024-10-17 T22:58:30.124Z, description colon dozens of experts have called for clemency for Roberson, but prosecutors have stood by his conviction, comma dot. Texas judge blocks execution of man in shaken baby case, Innocence Project slash Ilana Panich Lindzman, Robert Robertson's last-minute pleas for clemency were unsuccessful. A Texas judge has blocked the execution of the first man to be put on death row in the U.S. for murder charges related to shaken baby syndrome, less than 2 hours before the execution was due to be carried out. Robert Roberson, 57, was sentenced to death in 2003 for the death of his two-year-old daughter, Nikki Curtis, after a post-mortem examination concluded she died of injuries from abuse. Roberson, his lawyers, and supporters have long maintained the child died of complications from pneumonia. Prosecutors, however, have insisted that new evidence does not disprove their case that the child died from injuries inflicted by her father. Roberson was due to be executed at 1800 hours local time, 2300 hours o'clock GMT, on Thursday. Hours beforehand, a Travis County judge issued a temporary restraining order to stop it going ahead, so that Roberson can testify in a hearing at the state legislature next week. The decision came after a Texas House panel issued a highly unusual subpoena for Roberson late on Wednesday, hoping that authorities would have to send him to appear at a hearing on October 21. The Texas Attorney General has filed an appeal against the temporary restraining order. Ahead of the planned execution, a bipartisan group of 86 Texas lawmakers, dozens of medical and scientific experts, attorneys, and others, including best-selling author John Grisham, called for clemency. The group had argued that the conviction was based on outdated science, before authorities gained a proper understanding of shaken baby syndrome. In Robert S. case, there was no crime, and yet we re about to kill somebody for it in Texas, Grisham told reporters in September. The group also included Brian Warden, the lead detective who investigated the incident in Palestine, Texas. "He's an innocent man and we're very close to killing him for something he did not do," Mr. Warden was quoted as saying by the Associated Press. "I will forever be haunted by the role I played in helping the state put this innocent man on death row," he also wrote in a letter of support. "Robert S. case will forever be a burden on my heart and soul." Earlier this week, Texas Board of Pardon and Paroles denied Roberson's clemency petition, voting 6-0 against recommending that his death sentence be delayed or commuted to life in prison. Texas Governor Greg Abbott could have also granted a one-time 30-day reprieve. He has only done so once in nearly a decade in office. In an October interview with NBC, Roberson urged Abbott to do the right thing because I'm innocent. According to Roberson's account, his daughter fell out of bed on January 31, 2002. Hours later, he said he realized she was not breathing and took her to an emergency room, where she was pronounced dead. Court documents show medical staff immediately suspected abuse, because of bruises on her head, brain swelling and bleeding behind her eyes. He was arrested and charged with capital murder the next day. An autopsy later determined she died of blunt force head trauma and her death was ruled a homicide. Roberson's lawyers have noted that Nikki was prescribed medicines that are no longer given to children because they can cause serious complications. They have argued that the medications, and her fall, could have ultimately killed her. Shaken baby syndrome, now called abusive head trauma, is usually diagnosed after finding evidence of retinal hemorrhage, brain swelling and bleeding in the brain. While the diagnosis is broadly accepted by the medical community, a recent report highlighted the need to thoroughly examine other causes before concluding injuries were due to abuse. Additionally, Robertson's lawyers had argued that his autism, which was undiagnosed at the time of Nikki's death, was used against him after police and medical staff became suspicious at the lack of emotion he displayed. Autism can affect how a person communicates with others. In 2023, an appeals court agreed there was insufficient evidence to overturn Roberson's conviction. The Supreme Court declined to hear his case. Clemency bid fails for death row inmate in shaken baby case, Missouri executes Marcellus Williams after 2 decades on death row, the secret hunt for lethal drugs used in U.S. executions, capital punishment, Texas, United States.